Nerdy is the new sexy.
It's good to be a geek.
This is Bud's Weekly Geek Out.
Wednesday is my favorite day of the week because it's time for a weekly geek out with Webmaster Bud.
I'm Paul.
And for other reasons too. I have other secret reasons why I like Wednesday.
But they're none of your business.
Don't ask Paul about that, please.
Don't ask those.
How you doing, Bud? What are we geeking out about today?
The internet. Since its time in the 90s as the World Wide Web, it started out as a fully decentralized place. It was a lot less polished, but a lot less commercial in many ways. The way most folks use the internet today is very centralized. It's very app-based, very corporate-controlled. There are the obvious big players, your Meta, Snap, the Chinese company ByteDance, and each of these companies work really hard to find a way to get you onto their apps, like Facebook or TikTok or Snapchat. And once they have you there, the aim of these apps isn't to connect or inform or educate or entertain. The aim of these apps is to keep you using them for as long as possible so they can collect as much data about you as possible so they can make money by serving you as many ads as possible.
Mm. Which, can I just say, I, for one, hate.
Mm. Correct. Yes, good.
What, am I a bear who just got stuck in a honey trap and now you're just trying to, like, a bunch of mosquitoes are going to suck all my data out for me?
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah. They do this through humor, or they do this through dash cam videos of crashes or makeup or fashion or tech or gaming or gadgets. Whatever they think will keep you on these apps. Sometimes it's inflammatory political content meant to just negatively engage you in a shouting match in the comments section. And sometimes there's content meant to make you feel bad about yourself, but also keep you hanging on and coming back to the app for just for the glimmer of hope that maybe this company's product could make everything all better. But it won't, because mega companies don't care about you. They only care about their ad buys. And these companies, by the way, cannot legally target users under 13 because of COPPA, the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act from 1998, when the internet was a much different place. According to a 2022 survey in the States, 68% of kids under 13 have lied to get onto social media apps and have their data collected. A lot of people think that the minimum targeting age should be raised to at least 16. And this brings me to the four Ontario school boards who have sued Meta, Snap, and ByteDance for $4.5 billion Canadian dollars. The boards say that these social media companies have, allegedly, acted in, quote, high-handed, reckless, malicious, and reprehensible manner without due regard for the well-being of the student population and the education system, warranting an award of punitive and exemplary damages.
Wow.
So what are they saying that these apps are doing to the kids?
Let's take the Toronto District School Board suit in particular. They allege that Meta, Snap, and ByteDance have knowingly interfered with the school board's very goals of student achievement and well-being by designing unsafe and/or addictive products which they have targeted at students. They claim maladaptive brain development, compulsive use, disrupted sleep, learning and attention impairment, and creating a forum for cyberbullying and harassment among students. There's an anonymous Fight Club account on Instagram, and kids pick fights with other kids so they can film it and post it for likes.
What?
A principal has asked Meta multiple times for this account to be taken down. It wasn't.
What?
Wow. These are pretty legit allegations that they're bringing.
100%. It's kind of nice to see them in a list.
Yeah, absolutely. And at $4.5 billion, what would the school boards do with that money if they were awarded it?
Among other things, they're looking to cover costs for remedial learning for students who have gotten behind in school due to these apps, digital literacy and online safety programs to educate folks about harm prevention when it comes to these apps, mental health supports and addressing increased behavioral aggression incidents due to these apps, paying for property damage due to stupid trends like devious licks or other challenges where students damage or destroy school property just to show off on these apps, and resources to squash cyberbullying and investigate threats made against students, staff, and schools through these apps.
Okay, but do you think that this will actually go through and succeed in court?
I'm not hugely optimistic about how this will play out in court, like the black and white, because these are very deep-pocketed companies with expensive lawyers and lobbyists who, at the very least, could tie this up in years of red tape if they wanted to. What I'm hoping for is that the unprecedented nature of this lawsuit, that school boards are suing these megacorps on behalf of their students, I'm hoping that the attention that the story garners shines more light on the problem of these apps, and parents, and maybe kids themselves, are able to take a second look at them and try to get a handle on their usage. Because, truth be told, anybody addicted to their phones, which is pretty much anybody with a phone, the harms that these school boards bring up affect us grown-ups too. But in general, one would think that maybe as holders of more mature brains, we can fight the design of these apps a little better than a teenager or a child would, to see them for what they are, which is marketing tools, because that's what this all comes down to. Say it with me, kids. Money is the root of all stupid. You can read more about this unprecedented lawsuit against the social media giants at thezone.fm/geekout.
Well, thank you so much for bringing this to us, bud. This is a very interesting topic to me. I am so I want to see where it goes for sure.
True.
I can't wait to see, because I think from what I've read about this is they don't want to like shut these things down, right? No. They're not trying to turn Facebook off.
But you know what? Turn it off for students during school hours to start.
That would be a great start. Yeah. And other measures like that too that would do a lot of good. So thank you so much for this.
Thanks, Bud.
Bye.
Bud's Weekly Geek Out. Sometimes you know it's good to be a geek. Listen every Wednesday on The Morning Zone for more news from the world of techie type stuff.